Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
In this episode titled Statements of Assurance, I will give statements of assurance that the Gentiles have made to God. Statements of assurance the Gentiles have made to God. Okay? In the preceding episode, I spoke of God. I spoke of the name of God. And if you haven't listened to it, you should. You should listen to each and every episode. And remember, in order to get an episode, you have to do is go to Lawmaster Archives. The archives of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I spoke of, I asked the question, how do we know who is God? We know who is God. Whosoever does the works that the Bible ascribes to God, that individual is the AVB/KJV's Lord God. That's real clear. It's easy to understand. The Gentiles have demanded certain things of God. They have set down certain things that God is to do when he comes. Whatever the individual is, whoever does those things, that individual is the Lord God, the Bible's Lord God. That is the Lord God who is spoken of in the Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, prediction saying the Lord God will come. That prediction is fulfilled in the man, Tommy L. Hart. As I asked in the preceding episode, how is that so? That is so because the man, Tommy L. Hart, has performed the works, the things that the AVB says the Lord God will do when he comes. So, the Lord God, the Bible's Lord God, is known by his works. Okay? Whosoever does the work, the AVB's Lord God, that individual is the AVB's Lord God, period. Okay. Now, statements of assurance. First, let's define assurance. Assurance is a positive declaration intended to give confidence. So, in these statements of assurance, the Gentiles' intent is to give the Lord God assurance, declaration intended to give assurance, or to give confidence, that is. Assurance, a positive declaration intended to give confidence. Okay, now, the first assurance. Let me say this first. Okay, the Lord God, in his analysis of AVB content, does certain things. He looks in the AVB, and he realizes that the AVB has required that thing that he has done off him. Okay? It's been my experience, people, to make a finding in the AVB just to realize afterwards that that finding or that particular thing was demanded of me. And so early on in the analysis, I would say, wow, I did that. Okay, I see something in the Bible, and I say, wow, I did that. I've already done that. Okay? Now, Let's begin with the assurances. State positive declarations intended to give confidence. These declarations, these positive declarations are intended to give the Lord God confidence. Okay? And we know who the Lord God is, the man Tommy L. Hart, who has performed the works the Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes. Okay, now, the first of those assurances, 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Right? God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. That statement gives me assurance, because when I begin to do all things, I knew that I was doing all, I was already doing the things before I realized that those things were in the category of the AVB's group of things called all things. Okay? Now, so I've began to do things having to do with all things. I did a study on all things, a scrutiny of all things. Okay? And it said, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. I have defined the heart, this heart mentioned here, God is greater than our heart. I have defined that in previous episodes, or a previous episode. I think I've done it more than once. Okay? God is greater than our heart, and he knows all things. I'm trying to think of a term, but maybe it'll come to me as I go on. Okay? John chapter 16, verse 30 says, now are we sure that thou knowest all things? Okay? These things, these statements caught my attention. Okay? How are the Gentiles sure that I, the man, Tommy L. Hart, know all things? Because they have made a commitment to consider my work. They have made a commitment to regard my work, to consider my work, with the intent of finding out whether I am the AVB's Lord God or not. Okay? Remember, first of all, they required these things of God, the things they put in the Bible. The Bible was here before I was ever born. Okay? This group of all things was to be performed after the coming of the Lord God, after he has come. Not after he has gone, but indeed after he has come. Then do or perform all things. The statement in Job says, God who performeth all things for me. And I've already told you, in the AVB / KJV, what we have in the written content is the voice of the Gentiles. They are speaking to God as a unit. They are speaking to God as one. So they may say we. They may even use the pronoun I. Okay? But that voice, they have told me, hear my voice, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 23, I believe. Anyway, you can look that statement up. Hear my voice. It's in the book of Genesis. Okay, chapter 4. Hear my voice. They have asked me to hear their voice. What voice? Their written voice. The voice in the AVB / KJV. They have demanded that I hear their voice. Okay? Which voice I have heard. All right? Okay, so the written content, the crucial matter of the AVB / KJV constitutes the voice of the Gentiles. They speak to God as one. All right? Statements of assurance. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things? I have been saying for a long time that I know all things that pertain to God. Okay? And so these statements are assurances to me when they say, you know all things, or God knoweth all things. Okay? And let me pose this question here before I forget, because it's not at the end of this list of things. There's a question set in John chapter 16, verse 31. The question says to me, do ye now believe? Do I now believe what? Okay? Do I now believe that I am the God talked about in the Bible? Because they tell me that I am. And then they give me the basis. The basis is the work that I have done. You have to follow these things carefully. Listen to me carefully. That's what the Gentiles are to do with my information. Hear it. Consider it. Pay close attention to it. Take heed to it. Because that is what I have done with their information, or to their information. I have given heed to it. I have paid close attention to what they have to say in the AVB, and they have told me that they would do the same with my information. Okay? So, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. That's First John chapter 3, verse 20. And then we have John chapter 16, verse 30. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things? They said God knoweth all things before the Lord God was even born. Yes, the AVB's Lord God was born. He's an individual. He's a person, a human being, and not a spirit, as set down in John chapter 4, saying God is a spirit. The Gentiles know that the God they were talking of would not be a spirit, but would be a human being. So as I said in the preceding broadcast, that statement in John saying God is a spirit is no more than a test. It's just a test. It tests my knowledge of God. Okay? It tests my knowledge of the Bible's God. So when I see that, I know that that statement is not so. Remember, everything in the Bible, every statement in the Bible is not true. I had to analyze Bible content in order to ascertain its meanings and ascertain, you know, gain understanding definitely of its contents. Crucial, critical analysis, investigation into the word, the written word in the AVB/KJV, it's taken years to do so. Now I have finished it. I have finished the analysis. I have announced that sometime earlier that I have finished the analysis. And the things that the Gentiles have required of me, they are set down in, they can hear those things in Lawmaster Archives, the archives of the AVB's Lord God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. And I've told you and shown you how that the Gentiles asked for my name. So my name is very important to Bible content. It is very important to the Gentiles because they are the ones responsible for Bible content, and they speak to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, as one, okay, as a single, as a collective. They speak to me in the content of the AVB/KJV. They say to me, do ye now believe? Okay, remember that question. These statements, keep in mind, are made to the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Next one, Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Look what they say to me. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Why do they say I am worthy? They say I am worthy of those things because of the work that I have done on Bible content. That's their basis. That's their source. Okay? Because of the work that I have done on Bible content. My work of doing the things which they ask the Lord God to do comes. So they say, Lord God, okay, they say, Thou art worthy, O Lord. And remember, this Lord is a reference to the man, Tommy L. Hart, okay, who has done all things. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. They're saying that to me. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with me when I expect to receive glory, honor, and power. They tell me I am worthy of those things. They tell me that. This is a statement of assurance. You are worthy, Tommy Hart, of these things, glory, honor, and power. Why? They give a reason. For thou hast created all things. All things are very important. You are not, you the hearer of my words, you are not required to do all things, okay? Black preachers tell the people that they can do all things just because of a statement in the Bible that says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus which strengthens me. Only God is required to do all things. You, the hearer, wouldn't know what all things are if the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, had not told you. How can you do all things when you don't know what all things are? Because, okay, one thing about it, the Bible's all things phrase does not mean everything. All things is a special group of things, okay, that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, realized, in the AVB. It's a special category, a special group of things. Preacher shows that he doesn't know what he's talking about when he tells you God is a spirit, and when he tells you, you can do all things. No, you can't do all things. Not all things that the Bible is speaking of, okay? Because it consists of certain things which God, the Lord God, is required to do. All right? And you are not the Lord God. But the man, Tommy L. Hart, has done those things. He has identified them. He has done them. He has performed them. Just as the statement in Job, I believe, says, God who performeth all things for me. God who performeth all things for the Gentiles. The Gentiles, the AVB/KJV comes from the Gentiles. And as I've said, in the AVB/KJV, the Gentiles speak to the Lord God as one. Okay? They are many, but they speak to the Lord God as one. And they say, hear my voice. Which voice the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has heard. He has hearkened to it. Okay? Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. They are telling me what I've done, and they are telling me that on the basis of what I've done, I am worthy to receive glory and honor and power. Isn't that something? Yes, it is something. These things are for your knowledge, okay? These things are for your good, the people's good, okay? Yes, the Gentiles asked for them. The Gentiles have demanded these things be performed, and they have demanded for my name. Yes, they have. But the truth, these things are for all people. They're not just for the Gentiles, although they are for the Gentiles, okay? But they are for black people. They are for the Israelites, the black people scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles. The United States being one of those nations, United States of America, the UK being one of those nations in which black people are held in captivity, okay? Just like the USA, All right. Thou art worthy to receive glory and honor and power. Why? Because thou hast created all things. That's what I've done. You have to go to Lawmaster Archives to hear all things, okay? You're not going to get them from a preacher, from a so-called Christian preacher. You're not going to get them from there. I talked about that in the preceding episode. Christian preachers are liars. Why? Because the Christian message concerning Jesus consists of lies. Okay? That's just a fact. It's a Bible fact. It's a fact of reality. Okay? Your preacher tells lies. You do not get the truth of Bible content when you go to church. It is not the church's intent to give you the truth. Black people may think that is so, but the Gentiles, from the Gentiles' perspective, it is not the intent that the church preach the truth. So they came up with some lies. They came up with things opposite to things that are taught in the AVB/KJV. Opposite. Diametric opposite. That's what you get from the preacher. You get lies. When he talks about Bible and Bible things and people, you get lies. That's all Christian ministers do. They tell lies. The Gentiles know they are lying. I don't know what black preachers are doing. They sure enough are not preaching the truth. They preach the lies the Gentiles gave us and told us when we were slaves and could not read to check to find out if what they told us was true or not. And black people still today do not check out. They won't even, seemingly, they don't even listen to me to find out if what they believe is true or not. I don't know what black people are doing. They're hypocriting, I know that. And they have been given a false faith concerning Jesus, I know that. But do they care that what they believe is true or not? Do they care about it? I'm here pointing out truth to them. The Israelites, black people, should be happy. Even the biracial should be happy because they've been given a pack of lies also, just like the Israelites and other black people have. You know, yeah, biracials are deceived just like black people are. Biracials are deceived just like the Israelites are. Okay? And I have identified I've told you who the true Israelites are, the Bible Israelites, okay? The Israelites that the Bible speak about. They are black people, okay? Like black people scattered in the United States and the UK, okay? Black people told you that a biracial, though kin to black people, is not a black person. A biracial is a biracial, okay? A black person is a black person. The two are not the same. Now, the biracials are also kin to the Gentiles, okay? The biracials are related to the Gentiles and black people. They're a group in between, a group of mixed people, okay? They're not the same as black people, although many black people think Gentile black biracials are black. Why do you think they have the term biracial and all like that? They're not the same as a black person. Obvious difference. Okay, let's move on because we are talking about statements of assurance that the Gentiles have given to God, the Lord God, the man Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Now, in Psalm 86, verse 10, the Gentiles say to the man Tommy L. Hart. It has to be clear who the Gentiles are speaking to. Okay? In these statements of assurance, they are speaking to the man Tommy L. Hart, and they tell him that he is God. They tell him. Listen to this statement. Psalm 86, verse 10. They say to me, thou art great. Now, they just told me I'm worthy to receive glory and honor and power on the basis of my having created and brought forth all things. Now, they tell me here, Psalm 86, verse 10, thou art great and doest wondrous works. What works are they talking about? My works in the Lawmaster Archives. My work in Lawmaster Archives. Therein you find all things, which is the basis of their saying, that I am God. Okay, thou art great and doest wondrous things. Listen to this. They continue saying, thou art God alone. Okay, on what basis? On the basis of all things. Okay, all things are very important. Go to Lawmaster Archives and look for all things in the title. Okay? All things are very important. But they say, thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Who do you think they're talking to when they make these statements? They're talking to someone. They're talking to a real person. They're not talking to a spirit. Okay? They're talking to a real person. And this person, they are saying, thou art great and doest wondrous works. Thou art God alone. That's what they say to the person who has done all things. Tommy L. Hart has performed all things. All things can be heard in Lawmaster Archives. Okay. Now, Isaiah 45, verse 15, another statement of assurance. Verily, thou art a God. Okay, let's stop right there. There's more, but let's stop right there. Verily, truly, thou art a God. This God is written with a capital G. Okay? Now, remember, in the preceding statement, they've already said that to me, that thou art God alone. Okay? So there's no other God, according to the AVB. Okay? Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself. Listen, O God of Israel, the Savior. A God that hides himself. What do they mean by that? Person look at me. They don't. A person looking at me doesn't think he's looking at God. Okay? So the person cannot see God in me just by looking at me, just by looking at the man, Tommy L. Hart. You see another individual. You see another person. You don't say, hey, that man, that's God right there. You know? They don't say that. People look at me and go on about their business. Go on about their business. They don't see God. They don't see God in me. But the Gentiles say, on the basis of what I have done, that thou art God alone. Thou art a God that hides thyself, O God of Israel. Listen to what they call me. O God of Israel, the Savior. The God of Israel. Israel. They've told me in the AVB that my name will be called Israel. They say, Israel is thy name. Israel is your name, okay? The Gentiles have stolen my name and created a false Israel over in the Middle East. They're not supposed to do that. The name Israel belongs to the Lord God, according to the AZB/KJV. Okay, so they say, thou art, verily, verily, surely, truly, thou art a God. Thou art a God that hidest thyself. You're God alone, and you are a God that hides yourself. I'm in human clothing, okay? I'm adorned in flesh and blood and bones, you know, okay? On the basis of my works, I'm God. I am the AZB's Lord God. All right, I got to move on. And they say, O God of Israel, the God of the Israelites, okay? The God of the Israelites. A God having the name Israel, the Savior. God, the Savior of the Israelites that have been scattered abroad by the Gentiles. Okay? And by the law, on the basis of the law of righteousness, which I have set forth in Lawmaster Archives, the Gentiles are the Israelites, go free from captivity. And the Gentiles are to turn the Israelites over to the Lord God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. So I say to the Gentiles, let my people go, give my people to me. Let my people come to me, okay? I say that to the Gentiles. Let the Israelites come to me, give them to me, give them back to me, okay? Now, statements of assurance, that's what we're speaking on. Isaiah 57, verse 8 says, remember who's doing the talking? The Gentiles as one. the Gentiles as a single unit. Okay, as a unit. Okay, Isaiah 57, verse 8, they say to me, thou hast discovered thyself. That's what I've done. Before I came into the knowledge, I did not know that I was the AVB's Lord God. I had no knowledge of that. Okay? I was not learned in that. Okay? But now they tell me what I've done, because I was early on in the analysis and scrutiny of AVB content, I was saying to close people hey, look like they're talking to me in the Bible, talking to me. You know, I realized that, you know, and then it kept on going. And then after a while, I just made the conclusion, in the AVB, the Gentiles are talking to me. Okay. Why? Because I kept saying, it looks just like they're talking to me. I could hear it, you know. Okay, but anyway, they say to me, thou hast discovered thyself. What have I discovered myself to be? I've discovered myself to be the AVB's Lord God on the basis of what I was doing. I was doing the things that the Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes. All of these things go, so they go together, people. They go together. It's very logical. It's just real. It's real on the basis of what I'm doing. I'm doing the things, well, I've done the things that the AVB says the Lord God will do when he comes. This right here is one of the things that the Gentiles say the Lord God will do when he comes. And I'll get to that statement. Okay? Here it is right here. In Acts chapter 17, verse 31, in Acts 17, 31, they say about me, and they are saying this to the other people, including themselves. He has given assurance to all men. That's what I'm doing now. I'm giving you assurance. The assurance that I have received from the Gentiles. That's what the statement in the book says. He has given assurance. So the question, has Tommy Hart given assurance, Bible assurance, to men? Yes, he has. I'm doing it now. I am doing it now. I'm giving you statements, assurance. So the statement, the Acts 17:31 statement saying of God, he has given assurance to all men, is true. Now you can say, you can break it down and say to the Gentiles, to the Israelites and all. Okay, my information on Blog Talk, in Blog Talk archives, that information is out there. All people have access to it, to me. I mean, millions, millions upon millions of people have access to that information. But I know I put it out there for the Gentiles because they required it of me, okay? And I know I put it out there for the Israelites, my people, because they need to be informed. They need to be enlightened because the Gentiles have deceived them so. They need deliverance from deception. The Israelites need deliverance from deception. They need deliverance from the power of the enemy, the Gentiles. They need deliverance. And so they called me in the other statement that I read, O God of Israel, the Savior of the Israelites. Okay? And through the law of righteousness, that's the Israelites' salvation, that law of righteousness which I've put forth. Okay? It is in Lawmaster Archive. The Gentiles are to abide thereby. They are to abide by the law of righteousness. I say to the Gentiles, abide by the law of righteousness. Do what you have said you will do. Do it. Okay? I am doing what the Gentiles have said I will do when I come. Now, you do what you have said, Gentiles, that you will do. You will do when the Lord God comes. Okay. Verily, thou art a God that hides thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Thou hast discovered thyself. That's powerful. I have discovered myself. I have discovered, I have learned, I have found out that I am the AVB's Lord God.
That's what the statement means, people. Okay, now, Psalm 119, verse 160. Thy word is true from the beginning. This is what they're telling me, that my word is true, okay? Now, John 17:17, they say again to me, thy word is truth. They ask the question in John, what is truth? They say to me in John 17:17, thy word is truth. This is serious stuff, people, very serious stuff. These are grave issues, the issue of God being one of them, grave issues. John 21, verse 17, they say to me, Lord, thou knowest all things. These are statements of assurance. They're assuring me that I do know all things. I say I know all things, and they're assuring me of that fact. Okay? They're assuring me of it. Remember assurance, a positive declaration intended to give confidence? And these statements do give me confidence. That's their purpose, to embolden me, to strengthen me, to give me confidence that the things that I'm doing are right and that they are good and that they are called for. Okay? Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. Lord, thou knowest all things. The man, Tommy L. Hart, knowest all things. Even the dictionary, not only the Bible, but the dictionary says in the term omniscience that God knows all things. Well, I have found out all things. I know all things. So they say to me, thou, Lord, and notice the title here, Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, a reference to the man, Tommy L. Hart. Lord, thou knowest all things. Statement of assurance. John 17:17, thy word is truth. Statement of assurance. Psalm 119, verse 160, thy word is true. Isaiah 57, verse 8, thou hast discovered thyself. Okay, yeah. Because I was saying in the beginning, look like they're calling me God. And so they come and say, you've discovered yourself, Tommy. You have discovered yourself that you are the Bible's God. You're the AVB slash KJZ's Lord God. You've discovered yourself. These are real things, people. Okay? Lord, thou knowest all things. There's a question in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11, asking, what seest thou? They ask me that. In Jeremiah 1, verse 12, they say to me, thou hast well seen. And I've spoken on things that I've seen. I've seen the law of righteousness. I've seen the two covenants in the AVB slash KJZ. I've seen that they're calling me God in the AVB slash KJV. I've seen a lot of things. And so they confirmed it and say, thou hast seen well. What have you seen? I mean, what seest thou? Jeremiah 1:11, Jeremiah 1 verse 12, thou hast well seen. They're telling that to me. Have you ever asked yourself, who are these statements made to when you read the Bible? Who is it talking to? Okay, let's move on. Genesis 1:31, I put this in here also. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The things that I have made are in Lawmaster Archives, people. The statement is not talking about creation of the universe and the world and all, and earth and the sun and the moon and all like that. It's not talking about those things. They didn't ask God about those things. They asked the Lord God to do specific things, people. You should be happy for my teaching because I give understanding. I enlighten you with the truth. Okay? What seest thou? Thou hast well seen, Mr. Hart. God saw everything. I've seen all the things that I made. I've seen the law of righteousness, the two covenants, the fact that they're calling me God, and on and on and on. I've seen the no man, no man is a reference to the Lord God. No man is a moniker in the AVB. It's a nickname for God, the Lord God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, I've seen quite a bit, people, and they tell me, they assure me, saying of the things I've seen by saying to me, thou hast well seen. What do these statements do to me? They give me confidence. They give me confidence. They confirm what I have already done.
Okay, now, thus are everything that he had made, and they say about my work, behold, it was very good. And they say about my work in Mark 7, verse 37, they say, he hath done all things well. Now, moving on, statements of assurance. Let me just read these, this statement here. Psalm 64, verse 9, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider his doing. And that's what the Gentiles, speaking about the Gentiles, okay, that's what the Gentiles are to do. They are to wisely consider my work that is in Lawmaster Archives. Gentiles, consider my work that is in Lawmaster Archives. The archives of the Lord God, who has the name, bears the name Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Black people, you should wisely consider my work. And as I said in the preceding episode, be fair. Look at what I've done. Look at what the Bible says about what I have done. Okay? Be fair. Be honest. Don't be dull-minded. Okay? Don't be neglectful. Okay? Now, they've told me, the Gentiles from the beginning have told me, they said, hear my voice. Okay? In Genesis. Here in Psalm 64, verse 1, they say, hear my voice, O God. They're talking to God. Who is God? God has been found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart, the AVB's God. Okay? Now, Isaiah 29, verse 12, the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this. The AVB slash KJV has been delivered to me. The Gentiles, they've done one of the things they intended to do with Bible content was to get it to the Lord God. Put it out there where the Lord God could see it when he comes, where he could get it and all. And they say in there, they say the book is delivered to him. To who? God. That is not learned. Saying, read this. Remember, I just said a few minutes ago that I wasn't learned. I didn't know that I was the AVB's Lord God. So I was unlearned in these things. Okay? The book has been delivered to me. I got it. But then came the time I began to look inside it. I began to analyze it. And pay close attention to the things I was reading. And that changed everything. The book has been delivered. Gentiles, I have received the book. Well, they know that anyway. Okay, but I'm just saying. Gentiles, I have received the book. I've received your package. Okay? So, they want me to hear the things that are in there. Hear my voice, O God. Okay? You can't go wrong. They're talking to God. God is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Psalm 66, verse 19. Verily, God has heard me. That's what the Gentiles are singing as a unit, as a single. Okay? Verily, truly, God has heard me. How do they know that? On the basis of my work in Blog Talk Radio. On Blog Talk, not on the basis of my work in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? They know that God has heard them. God has heard them. Okay, by the man, Tommy L. Hart. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. The my is a reference to the Gentiles. I keep saying they speak as a single. They speak as a unit. Okay, they speak as one collective, a collective. Okay, and that's a true fact. I've heard the voice. I've heard their voice in the AVB slash KJV. Okay, Hosea 8, verse 2. My God, we know thee. They're saying to me. They've already said, thou art God alone, and they are saying now, my God, we know thee. They know me by my works. They know that that man, Tommy L. Hart, who has done these things, that is God. It's their God. It's the Israelites' God. The difference is the Gentiles have given themselves to be the servants of the Lord God, and the Israelites are the people of the Lord God. My God, we know thee. They know me on the basis of my works in Lawmaster Archives. Okay, John 20, verse 28, my Lord and my God. They asked me the question in John chapter 1, verse 22, saying, who art thou? in Acts 9, verse 5, they say to me, and they give an answer. John, in John chapter 20, verse 28, they say to the question, who art thou Lord? They say, my Lord and my God, as a single. Okay, or you could say they are saying, our Lord and our God. Okay, that's the Gentiles. Okay. Now, these are things, these are assurances in the AVB, which the Gentiles have given the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, assurances. In Mark 5:9, they ask me, what is thy name? Well, they know my name now. They know my name. They have known my name for some time now, for some years now, because I've been told them. My name is Tommy L. Hart. My name is Tommy L. Hart. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 56. They say to me, thou heardest my voice. Why do they, on what basis do they say that? On the basis of my work in Lawmaster Archives. They say to me, thou heardest my voice. The Gentiles say to the Lord God, you have heard our voice. Okay? In this, the Gentiles are reminded to trust in God. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. They say, they are reminded to trust in the living God. The man, Tommy L. Hart, is living. And the Bible says, he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. By the things that I've done in Lawmaster Archives, I show that the Lord God, the AVB's Lord God, is alive, a person, a human being who has performed the things that they have required of the Lord God when he comes. So the Gentiles are reminded to trust in the living God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, who giveth us richly all things. You see how all things keep coming up? All things are very important. By all things, they know who God is. Okay? By the work of all things in Lawmaster Archives, they know that God is alive at this time. Okay? Thou heardest my voice. That was one of their goals, that God will hear their voice in the AVB/KJV. Okay? Now, so they are to trust in the living God who has given to them already all things. Okay? That's a duty of the Gentiles, to trust in the man, Tommy L. Hart, who is the AVB's Lord God. Psalm 62, verse 8 says to the Gentiles and the Israelites, and it could be others, trust in him at all times. Trust in him at this time. Trust in him in the times to come. Trust in him at all times. My Lord, my God, we know thee. God hath heard our voice, the Gentiles' voice. He has attended to the voice of their prayer. Okay, they say to me, my God, we know thee. They're talking to an individual. They're talking to a human being who has performed all things. The man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, trust in him at all times. That's the commandment to the Gentiles. That's a commandment to the Israelites. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 says, continue thou in, they are talking to me, the Gentiles are speaking to me, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. These are assurances, my people, okay, and they are telling me in this statement to continue in these things, in the things that I've been assured of, having performed all things, having realized that I am the AVB's Lord God, and on and on and on. Okay? Be assured of these things and continue in them. Continue to teach them until I can't teach anymore. Okay? Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Okay? And I'm giving the assurances. Okay? That statement there. Well, let's move on. Joshua chapter 1, verse 16. The Gentiles say to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, all that thou commandest us, we will do. I've done things that they commanded me. They're supposed to do the things that I command them. They're supposed to do the things that they have already said they will do. Okay? Joshua 1, verse 17, so we will hearken to thee. As I have hearkened to the voice of the Gentiles in the AVB/KJV,
they give me the assurance that they will hearken to my word and my voice in Lawmaster Archives and in coming from my mouth. They will hearken to my voice. Okay? Hearken, you know, means to give heed or attention to what is said. I have given a heed, I have given attention to what the Gentiles have said in AVVB to do the same for what I have said, what I say from my mouth, and what I have said in Lawmaster Archives. We have to give heed to those things. 1 Samuel 16, verse 16, they say to me now, let our Lord now command thy servants. And I've said, let my people go, Gentiles. Let my people come to me. Direct them to me. Give them to me. Set my people free. Let them come to me. And do the things that you have said you will do. Fulfill your promises. Do what you said you will do. Do it now. Begin to do those things now. Let me hear from you, Gentiles. Okay. So, I've given you many statements of assurances that the Gentiles have given to me. Okay? You should be well versed in the assurances the Gentiles have given to the Lord God, the man Tommy L. Hart. You should understand them. People, the AVB/KJV says, get wisdom, get knowledge. I give those things. I give you knowledge. I give you wisdom. I give you understanding. I make things clear. I make those things which are abstruse in AVB, I make them clear. I make them easy to understand. You don't have any excuse from knowing the truth of Bible content. You don't have any excuse for not knowing AVB/KJV, crucial matter. Okay, so make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, Gentiles. Do that. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, Israelites, black people. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, Gentiles. Remember, let me hear from you soon. Okay, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Until next time. Thank you.